With the first pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the Phoenix Suns select DeAndre Ayton from Nassau, Bahamas, and the University of Arizona.
Ah, yes, that's what it sounded like last night. A huge night for the Phoenix Suns, and helping us break down all of it right now is the voice of the Phoenix Suns, the one, the only, Al McCoy. Good morning to you, sir.
Pamela, good morning. Nice to visit with you.
Oh, it's so great to have you on the program, and I can't wait to hear your analysis of the number one pick last night, DeAndre Ayton. What do you think this big guy is going to be doing for the Phoenix Suns?
I think, Pamela, the overall draft probably may be the best in the history of the Suns when you can get two of the top 10 players in the draft. That's pretty amazing. Of course, DeAndre Ayton really wasn't a surprise because everybody had felt he was the legitimate number one pick in the NBA draft this year. And he had everything going for him, for the fans and for the Suns, having finished high school here in Phoenix, having played collegiately at the University of Arizona. And for the Suns, it's been a while since they've had a legitimate seven-footer, and they have it now. And here's a young man that's going to be able to come in and, I think, play right away. It was a great, great opportunity for the Suns and a great first-round pick.
Al McCoy, Jeff Munn here, a voice from your past.
Yes.
And we've run into each other a time or two in different places. The thing about Ayton, and I've made this point to a number of people, he not only fits the NBA game the way it's played today because he can step out and shoot, he can do a lot of different things besides just play in the low post. But I also have made the point to people, I get the sense from talking to NBA people that the game is going to evolve a little over the next few years, that maybe it won't be so dominated by the three-point shot as teams try to go a different direction. If it turns back into a more balanced type of game, to me that makes DeAndre Ayton even more effective for the Suns.
Well, you make a good point, Jeff, and I have to smile when I hear the so-called experts say that centers aren't that important anymore. Yet you look at the top three teams in the NBA this year, Golden State, Cleveland, Houston. They all had centers, and they started them, I think, in every one of their games, and they didn't have centers like DeAndre Ayton. And you still need big guys that can play inside, that can rebound, that can block some shots. And then if you have a young man like Ayton, who, as you mentioned, can run the floor, has a good mid-range shot, it's just a plus. And you never can have too many good, legitimate big men. Now, obviously, the center's role has changed with the way the game is played now. You don't have big, bulky guys that stand underneath the basket and wait to get the ball and post up. It's a more fluid game, but certainly Ayton fits into that category, no question about it.
So we're speaking right now to the voice of the Phoenix Suns, Al McCoy. And, you know, you've been with the organization for a little bit of time here. Last night, this is what it sounded like inside of Talking Stick Arena. Give me some perspective as to where last night ranked on your list of moments in Suns history.
Well, it certainly is going to be there, Pamela, no question about it. And obviously, I think a huge point was made by the fans last night. As everyone knows, this is the Suns' 50th year in the NBA. They were the first professional team to set up shop here in Arizona. And I think the fans are just kind of waiting in the wings to get back in and see, hey, can we have a competitive team that can be as exciting as some of the Suns teams we've had in the past? And I think the response by the Suns fans last night certainly indicative that the fans are ready, and that's important.
You mentioned the historical impact of this draft for the Suns franchise, and I go back throughout the history of this franchise like you do, Al. I think of a couple of years where the Suns had really impactful drafts. 1976, when they obviously drafted Alvin Adams, and he ended up taking in his rookie year the Suns to the NBA Finals. And then, of course, the famous 1988 draft, Dan Majerle, Tim Perry come in the first round, and the famous story about people booing the Suns selection of Dan Marley and Cotton Fitzsimmons saying, you'll regret ever booing this young man. To me, last night kind of is on a level with 88 in terms of what kind of impact this draft could have on this franchise moving forward.
Well, you're right, and you have to throw Amari Stoudemire in there also.
Yes.
He was drafted, but when you look at this, as I mentioned a moment ago, two of the top players in the top 10 categories you're able to get, that's pretty amazing. We talk about Ayotte a lot, but you certainly don't want to overlook Mikal Bridges. Now, here is a guy you could almost say is a veteran because he played 4 years in college. He played with Villanova's national championship team. He was the captain of that team. He is 21 years of age, and he is a great A performer. He can shoot the three. He's a great defender. And to get two players in the top 10 in the draft is pretty amazing.